Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Ed Abel back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Ed is a certified business coach. He's the founder of Abel Business Institute. He helps companies like yours and mine every day make sure that we're doing the fundamentals the right way, and those that's very important, folks, especially right now. Ed Abel, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great to be back. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. Ed, As you and I may have talked about before, all last year, actually before 09, I was telling my audience that they had to operate for survival. And obviously that means getting as deep into the fundamentals as you can. No monkey business, no funny business. Just keep your head down and you know, watch your pennies and let the dollars take care of themselves. And then as the year went along, I started telling them, okay, you know, the economy's, you know, it looks like we have an idea where it's going, so you can start planning for success now. You can start raising your eyes and a little bit and looking out into opportunities out there. But as I look at 2010, I still feel like I need to tell them the same thing. Continue to operate for survival, but also continue to plan for success. I don't see 2010, it's better than 09, but it's, you still can't let your guard down, can you?
Without a doubt. I think the big businesses are starting to see some changes, but the small businesses, we're still in a survival mode.
Yeah. And of course, we all, as I always say, folks, there are companies out there that aren't. They're countercyclical or whatever the case may be. But, you know, the economy still is still a challenging time. And of course, Ed, you and I both are not, we're not grumpy old men. We're positive people, and we want small businesses to put their best foot forward. But we have to be prudent, don't we?
Well, not only prudent, we need to be knowledgeable. We need to be aware. We need to understand the methodologies and the principles that we're operating our business under.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that has to do with really understanding things like what your client acquisition cycle is. How long does it take from the time you market someone till they actually buy from you?
How many contacts does it take?
Exactly.
That kind of thing, yeah.
And how over how long?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you start taking your averages and you start working with your business analytics, the numbers, and I don't just mean your financial numbers, but the numbers of within your business
right.
that prove value, you'll start to be able to plot certain things like how long does it take to get a new client?
Not just financial numbers, but execution numbers.
Exactly.
Yeah, like close ratios and things like that. Let's talk about some of those. Let's go down that road. Give us some examples. Where should we start?
Well, let's just start at what I call the client acquisition cycle. Now, you know, the client acquisition cycle is part of your marketing. Most of us look at marketing and we think that we don't have enough time to do that because we're too busy putting out the fires in a day of our business.
Right.
But marketing is as important as, if not more important, than the actual day's execution. And often what I tell clients to look at is, what during the day are you doing that you can do off hours?
Right.
Because during the real hours of business, you need to be marketing.
Well, you know, the thing about what you got to realize, I mean, what we all have to realize is that no business that's still in business did it without getting sales.
Correct.
I mean, you can operate a long time without profits, but you can't operate very long without top line revenue.
Exactly. And so when I work with clients, one of the biggest challenges clients have is getting new business. Well, part of the reason why it's so difficult for them is I call it the push-pull syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
They're either pushing or pulling. And what that means is you're either working so busy with your clients in your business, you're not looking for new opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And then those clients move on. You've got enough free time. Now all of a sudden you want new business, but that new business takes time to cultivate.
Right. I wrote something recently about the pipeline. I talked about, and we talked about on the show, about this pipeline that you have to build, and you put people in at all different stages of acceptance to what you're offering, from they just heard about you to they're actually kind of a good prospect, and you move them down the pipeline until they're ready to fall out of a faucet.
Absolutely. And that's where many small businesses, because either they're one, two, or three person operations, fall short is looking at what's my funnel? What are my offerings? When and how do I get people to taste my product? You know, we laugh, but you used to walk into a place called Baskin and Robbins, and they'd let you taste 31 flavors.
Yep.
So that you decide which flavor do you want.
I only got to 27 before they threw me out, Ed.
But in your business, the question I often ask my clients are, hey, are you giving people an opportunity to see you in action before they give you the big bucks? And in today's environment, it's taking much, much, much more for people to part with money.
Yeah.
And therefore, you've got to create this funnel or the pipeline deeper so that they can hear you, see you in action, see the results that they can expect.
You've got to focus on the value and the experience, because everything else you offer them is a commodity.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Absolutely.
Even the service you provide is probably not that much different, not that much better than all the other competitors out there, but there's a value in the relationship you have with them and the experience they have with you. There's something about those two things that make people make a decision, isn't it?
Well, I think you used the key word, that relationship. And any relationship takes time to cultivate.
Yeah.
And so if you're not spending time in your marketing, and for me, marketing has to do with awareness and creating the relationship process.
Now, where do you cross over in the small business? This is what's a problem, I think, for small businesses. Because we typically don't have, you know, highfalutin marketing packet programs. It's sometimes difficult to see when we've crossed over from marketing to selling, isn't it?
Well, I often say selling is really the process of creating that ultimate relationship with the client. Marketing is making them aware you exist.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so, or as we've all heard, marketing is getting the horse to the water, selling is getting them to drink.
But both of those activities have their own metrics, don't they? They have their
what did we say earlier?
Their own execution numbers and everything.
Yep.
Yeah, hold on to that thought.
Sure.
Ed, we're going to take a quick break. Ed, give us your website, please.
Able, A-B-E-L, businessinstitute.com.
Ablebusinessinstitute.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I promise we'll be right back.
My need is such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you. If you can find my blog there, which we update just about every day, you can, sometimes more than once a day, you can subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. You can read, listen, ask questions, get answers, lots of stuff at smallbusinessadvocate.com to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Ed Abel is with us, folks. Ed is an adjunct professor of entrepreneurship studies at New York University. He's a director of business division at the World Class Institute for Professional Education and Coaching. He is a business coach. He's the founder of Able Business Institute, and he's talking to us about some of the things you and I need to pay attention to. I like the way you said it a minute ago, Ed, not just your financial numbers, but you got to realize that there, and this is the science of selling, isn't it? Selling is art and it's science both. And what you're talking about now is the art, and I mean, it's a science. And you know, folks, you may be good or bad at the art of selling. You may be a little better or a little worse than the average person, but every salesperson, whether they're good at the art or not, must be able to execute the numbers on the science of selling. What do you think?
Hey, Jim.
And marketing too.
I got to tell you, if you're in business and you're not great at selling, you better hire someone that is.
Yeah.
Because that's really what it comes down to.
But you better be good, and you can get good. If you can add 1 + 1 = 2, you can be good at the marketing numbers and the sales numbers.
Sure.
The science.
But you know, when you take your numbers, one of the things that I often find amazing is we look at numbers, but do we understand what the numbers are telling us? You know, we see a shift. What does this shift say? And then what do we do to change it? Like often I'll hear people aren't converting on their website into sales. Well, that means something. Either your website's not delivering the message to your client, or your clients are finding it too difficult to navigate. But what starts to happen is people then, instead of taking action, they sit and in essence scratch their head. But it's really the numbers tell a story. The question is whether or not you listen to the story and take action to change it. Mm-hmm. And being a small business owner is all about taking action.
Right.
Either you or executing someone within your team as internally or externally as a consultant or a hired gun to do things. But it's about taking action. And that, to me, is one of the stumbling blocks all business owners.
Why do you think that is? What do you think it is? Do you think it's deer in the headlights, or what do you think?
It's overwhelm. People, being in business. See, one of the things that is very clear is people go into business with a great skill. That's how I've trademarked the word skillpreneur. They're business owners with a skill, but they've never gone into business. They've never gotten educated in business.
Right.
So they don't understand the methodologies and the principles.
Well, now you're getting into what I've said for a long time. A lot of people want to start a business, and they think, well, you know, what is business? It's just buying and selling stuff.
Absolutely.
I do that. I do that in my personal consumer life all the time. I buy stuff. I sell stuff. How hard can this be?
How hard could it be?
Yeah, I think a lot of people believe that. And I'll tell you something. The road to bankruptcy is paved with all of their assets.
Absolutely. But let me tell you, so here's what happens. There are 8 components in business. And when I talk about creating business harmony,
yeah,
I talk about these 8 components that every business owner must be responsible for.
Can you take them off for us?
Sure, let's go through them real quick. Products and service. What's your product and service? What's your client customer service like? What's your sales plan? What's your marketing plan? What's your systems and automation look like? What is your management policies and procedures?
Mm-hmm.
What are your business analytics? And finally, who are your people, your organizational resources?
Right.
Now, these are 8 components every business has during each stage of the business they must be looked at. And they must be looked at constantly. And I use the analogy, it's like having 8 plates spinning.
Mm-hmm.
Not each plate spins at the same speed, but they all must be spinning in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And there are 4 ways we want to look at each of these components. We want to look at the strategy. What's our strategy? We want to look at the process. We want to look at the execution, and we want to look at the people we need. Frequently, as small business owners, you and I probably have experienced this hundreds of times, we take people to certain levels. We need to bring on experts, and we don't. We take the people that have been riding with us.
Right.
And we get to a certain point, and now we need an expert. But we're committed to the people that have been riding with us.
Right.
So we've got to look at the people.
Folks, I hope you'll read the article that I posted this week. It was in my newspaper column and in my newsletter. And it's all about what you just said, Ed. It's all about finding help from other sources like you, like SCORE,
like
Chamber of Commerce, like Small Business Development Centers, like professionals again like you, and finding that help. You've got to get out of what I pointed out in the article, Ed, were the lies that we tell ourselves that prevent us from doing that.
Yes.
Like,
well,
I'm the only one who has this problem.
Right. Or that, or we listen to people who aren't experts.
Yeah.
Yeah, my friend said do this.
Right,
Who's your friend? What's his expertise?
Might not be your friend. Hey, Ed, I got an idea. Will you come back over the... Let's do a series on these 8.
Oh, I'd love that.
Let's do that over the next few months. Let's do a series and take a little more time in those 8. What do you think?
That would be great. I'm in.
We'll work it out. Thanks, Ed, for being here. Website again, please.
Able, ABEL, Business Institute.
Thanks, Ed, for being here.
Jim.
See you next time.
You bet.
Ed Able, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. We already got him booked. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
And it flies,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.